With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the FF Faceoff, where fantasy football is debated. Here are your hosts from the East Coast, who've never heard a bet they didn't like, Michael Hoff and Anthony Servino.
All right. Welcome back, folks, to the FF Faceoff. This is a podcast proudly brought to you by Fantasy Football King.
Behold the King. The King of Kings.
Where, evidently, it's Tua time.
Ladies and gentlemen, the best in the world.
Thank you for tuning in, folks. Of course, this is the FF Faceoff. This is a fantasy football podcast that is coming at you at least four times a week, with the expectation of bringing home a fantasy football championship to you. So thank you for joining us. Today is our Week 7 waiver wire show, so buckle up. If you've got any waiver wire questions to ask, or any questions really in general, trade questions, life questions, whatever the hell you want, we are live, we are on Periscope, we are on Twitch, we are on YouTube, we are pretty much everywhere that you want to find us, we are there. Make sure you subscribe, like, hit hearts, do all the right things. Let us know how you really feel. My name is Michael Hoff. You can follow me on Twitter at the FF Realist. My partner in crime, one of the best fantasy rankers in all the land still.
Wow.
His name is Anthony Servino. He can be followed at the Real NFL Guru. And Anthony, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. Anthony is the mother of all Debbie Downers today. Anthony, how you doing otherwise?
I'm outside of my week six finish in the ECR. 77, by the way, because I'm going to say the good with the bad. I'm doing pretty good. Not happy about it. The rankings gods don't like me this year, evidently.
You mean, wait, hold on a second. Dial it back. You mean to tell me you're somebody who's actually accountable when you get something wrong?
Shocker, right?
Oh, yeah. Don't see many of those around these days. Yeah. Well, okay. There you go. You guys can figure that out. Connect the dots yourself. I don't care. All right. So, Anthony, either way, cheer up, buddy, because we're going to help some people out here. We're going to help them with their waiver wire ads. We're going to help them with any other fantasy football questions that they may have. But, Anthony, we might as well just get to this, really, what should be considered a trending topic of the day. Much to the dismay of Ryan Fitzpatrick, fantasy owners, it is Tua time. It has been announced. Tua is going to be the starter going forward for the Miami Dolphins. Anthony, if you were a fantasy owner of Ryan Fitzpatrick, this is a shot to the stomach. And I say so because I, too, am a Ryan Fitzpatrick owner. I am actually, I mean, who the hell cares about me, but I'm in a super flex league in which I had Dak Prescott, lost Dak Prescott, have Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's now been benched. So, and I've got Matthew Stafford not playing to his potential and Justin Herbert of all people lighting it up. So, you know, I'll figure it out as I go. But Anthony, your thoughts on really the timing of Tua time, because I think that's probably the most interesting aspect of this, of course.
You know, initially, I don't exactly love it because the Dolphins are looking like a team that could potentially go on a playoff run. The defense is starting to come together. The past 3 weeks, they've been getting home with their pass rush. Ryan Fitzpatrick is playing like a player. If you go back a few years ago with the New York Jets when they went 10-6 and missed the playoffs, that's what I envision from Ryan Fitzpatrick and this team. Now, on the other hand, we know what Ryan Fitzpatrick is, and we know what he is not. The is not is the reason why I believe Brian Flores is turning to Tua. Because we know the ceiling of Ryan Fitzpatrick, they're probably not going to go very deep into the playoffs if they do make it. With Tua, the sky's the limit.
Now, for fantasy purposes, though, how excited would you be about adding Tua? I mean, would he be, and this is probably a better way to put it, you know, listen, if you're in a dynasty or if you're in a keeper league, chances are he is not available to you. So, but if you're in a regular redraft league, he could potentially be out there for you to grab. So go ahead and grab him. Now, Anthony, I guess a two-part question here. If you're in a redraft league with, you know, with a fab budget, how much are you willing to spend? And if you were to acquire Tua, would you look to start him in his first game, or would you like to see what the kid's got?
I kind of want to see what he has, because this first game isn't an easy one against the Rams, and this Rams defense is, you know, out, what's the word I'm looking for? They're playing better than expected coming in after they moved off of Wade Phillips and Clay Matthews and Eric Weddle retired. This is an outstanding defense. You have Aaron Donald, who is the best player, pure NFL football player right now, and he could potentially feast on Tua. But if Tua is the real deal, we should see, you know, flashes of what he could be.
Now, it should be noted here, by the way, as long as we're talking about the Dolphins, and Anthony's mentioning his next game is against the Rams. That game will be in Week 8, though, because teams on bye this week are the Vikings, the Dolphins, the Indianapolis Colts, and the Baltimore Ravens. So we will get our first look at Tua in Week 8. And apparently, one of the reports I saw, and then we'll move it on, apparently this was the plan all along. The plan all along was to get him in after the, regardless of what the Dolphins were doing. So, we'll see, man. I'm, you know, as a fantasy guy, Fitzpatrick owner, roster guy, whatever, however you want to phrase it these days in 2020. I'm upset by the news, but from an NFL perspective and from just a human perspective, it's cool to see Tua come back from the hip injury. You know, he was out on the field talking to his parents on FaceTime after the game, or he was out there for a little bit. So good for him. Hope he does well. Genuinely hope he does well. And we'll see. Maybe we could be talking about Tua for a long time, or maybe we could be talking about him for a short amount of time. So
now in the chat, Mike, Nate Hamilton is here at Dominate Fantasy, and he brought up an interesting point. The Cowboys could use Ryan Fitzpatrick. And that makes me think, yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick in theory is an upgrade over Andy Dalton. But if you look at the big picture, the Cowboys are down 3 all pro, if not, you know, maybe a step down Pro Bowl at the least offensive linemen. And Zach Martin, I believe, went down last night with a concussion. That's 4 starters. Yep. And then obviously Frederick retired in the offseason. Defensive injuries, they're not prepared. I've said it on the show for 4 weeks now. The team is not prepared. And then the team came out and said, these coaches don't know what they're doing. They're not preparing us for the game. So I don't know how much Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to help Dallas win. But from a fantasy football perspective, if you put Ryan Fitzpatrick in that Dallas offense with those weapons, I mean, it's going to be bombs away. Yeah, so I love it for fantasy. I don't exactly love it from an NFL perspective. I think I'd rather have Andy Dalton out there trying to win a game than Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's going to put up the big numbers.
It's a good point by Nate, but yeah, and I know everybody kind of thought of that. It kind of bled into, you know, what was a gross game last night for your Cowboys, which we could talk about if you want, but which was a gross game there. So it's just easy to go ahead and say that. And I mean, I had the thought in my head too, because again, as a Ryan Fitzpatrick fantasy owner, I said, well, geez, wouldn't that be nice? But to me, to hear after the fact that this was kind of the Dolphins' plan all along, gives me the idea that this wasn't a decision that was made because they said, you know what, let's go trade Ryan Fitzpatrick. This was a move that was calculated, was planned, and I think that they intend to hold on to Fitzpatrick, much to the chagrin of us, those who have him rostered, that want to see what he could do elsewhere. Listen, it would be deadly. It would be phenomenal. With the exceptions of the offensive line that you mentioned, if he was on the Dallas Cowboys.
I feel like, you know, from a Cowboys perspective, and I'm a fan. If I'm a fan, and I am a fan, I feel like I got bamboozled. I feel like I came into this season thinking I'm going to go, like you go to a jewelry store, you go buy a diamond, you get home, you open a box, and it's a cubic zirconium. That's how it feels to be a Cowboys fan right now. You're sold. Yeah. You know, this was a bad football team with Dak Prescott. And all of a sudden, Dak goes down, bringing Andy Dalton. And I'm not the only Cowboys fan. I would say 95% of us felt the same way. Hey, we can still do this. We're not going anywhere. And if it wasn't for the NFL rule, because I put this tweet out earlier, we could be looking at the winner of the NFC East, the Cowboys team, potentially winning a division, getting a playoff spot, and getting a top 10 to 15 draft pick. Now, somebody did say if you win a division and make the playoffs, you can have the 19th pick. I guess that's the league rule. But if that rule wasn't in there, we could be looking at a 6-win team, a playoff spot, and the 12th overall pick in the draft. That's how ugly it is.
Yeah. Well, listen, the Cowboys still win this division because the rest of the division is absolutely horrid. But yeah, it's the same old situation with the NFC East. The NFC East sucks. That's it.
I wouldn't put it past Washington, and I said it earlier in the year. I think Washington can come out and win this division.
Yeah. Well, you know, wouldn't put it past
them. They're the best coach team there.
Yes, they are. So, all right. Well, there you go. So, surprise, Anthony. Riverboat Ron, the same guy you mocked last year. Well, it turns out he's doing all right in Washington. All right. You just said best coach team. There you go. Right. Thank you for that. Thank you. I appreciate
that. You're welcome.
I will take that gift wrapped. It's very nice of you.
You're welcome.
Anthony, anything else to discuss or any other questions?
Yeah, we have Rafifa on Twitch. Yeah. Trade CD Lamb for Jonathan Taylor in a full point PPR league. I think you got to do it.
I think I would do that. Yeah, I think I would absolutely do that. I mean, you know, Jonathan Taylor, we did mention, by the way, the Colts are on bye. But after that, I mean, the schedule is pretty good the rest of the way. I mean, it's not phenomenal, but it's a good schedule. It's enough for him to do some damage. So I would be okay with that move.
Yeah, I'm in on that, too. And we both like CD Lamb. And maybe the answer is different if we still had Dak Prescott throwing to CD Lamb. But Jonathan Taylor, it's only a matter of time before the talent ultimately pops. And maybe that game by Phillip Rivers, maybe him throwing for 370 yards, you know, is going to wake the enemy defensive coordinator up, and maybe they take a little bit pressure off of Jonathan Taylor and defend the pass a little bit more. But if Jonathan Taylor's really going to get going, Phillip Rivers needs to continue playing football the way he played on Sunday.
Right. Now, I was asked one question and I was DM'd, and I said I would bring this up on the show. Anthony, which Broncos wide receiver, and this question is coming from Blake BB Boritz at 2B, so whatever. Yeah, I butchered your name, but it's okay. I said I'd bring it up on the show. It's okay. Which Broncos wide receiver would you like to roster rest of season, Jerry Jeudy or Tim Patrick?
But right now, the answer, if we look at recent trends, the answer is going to be Tim Patrick. But long term, with Drew Lock back, you would expect the first round rookie, Jerry Jeudy, to finally get going. But on the short term, if I need to plug and play immediately, I'm going to go Tim Patrick right now. He's the hot hand.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. And I told him Jeudy, but yes, I agree. If you're looking at the short term, what have you done for me lately? Yes, it's Patrick. But again, yeah, with Drew Lock, just like you said, I'd go that way. And by the way, it was BB Borovets, 2B. So he's a second baseman, apparently. Good dude. Talked to him a little bit on Twitter. So there you go. So. Proper shout out. And Anthony, any other questions in the chat, or do you want to mention anything about the Chiefs and Bills game, or you want to just move it on to the waivers?
And
or
just,
what?
You know, on Tim Patrick, 14 yeah. PPR points in each of the past three games, and he had that blow up spot in week four against the New York Jets. So, again, if we're talking about recency bias, Tim Patrick's your guy, but a lot could change with Drew Lock.
So, all right. Now, Anthony, you know, Jerick McKinnon, by the way, I'm going to bring this up as we get into our waiver wires. I'm going to mention both Jerick McKinnon. I'm going to talk about the Niners backfield here a little bit. Jerick McKinnon, the only reason why I bring up Jerick McKinnon, I'm sure he's rostered in a good majority of leagues, but, you know, Anthony, remember when Mostert was coming back, we took a lot of questions about McKinnon. Do I drop him? Is he useless? You know, what is he going to do for me? You know, does he lose all of his value? Well, guess what? Hopefully he didn't drop him, because guess what? He's got his value back. Jerick's got his groove back. So if he is out there, I would look to add him. If he is. Again, it's probably not many leagues, but just doesn't hurt to look. Jamichael Hasty is another guy that I would also take a look at. He was the undrafted rookie. Got a lot of work there in the third and fourth quarter, especially the fourth quarter. When there was no Tevin Coleman will be back eventually, and it hasn't been official that that Raheem Mostert. I've got too many running. Back go to the IR. Tevin Coleman will be back before him. I don't think he comes back and has some sort of major impact that we'd expect from Mostert, but again, something to keep an eye on. So. There's plenty of options to keep an eye on in Santa Clara there with the 49ers. I think my favorite with the Jerick McKinnon is Jamichael Hasty. There is also Jeff Wilson out there. Anthony, any thoughts on all of that out with San Francisco?
Yeah, I'd be completely shocked if Jerick McKinnon is on waivers right now, but you're absolutely right. He must be rostered, even with Raheem Mostert in, Jerick McKinnon was still producing. Now Raheem Mostert's going to miss a little bit of time. And to me, outside of Jamichael Hasty, I think Jeffrey Wilson is just more or less a touchdown upside guy. Jamichael Hasty's probably going to take over the McKinnon role. I mean, the Mostert role. And McKinnon's going to continue the role he's had, 10 to 12 touches a game. He's going to catch a few passes. They're going to use him in the red zone.
Yeah, I mean, is there another running back to you?
Does this surprise you, the fact that Jerick McKinnon is a top 20 back?
Out.
Does it surprise you that McKinnon is a top 20 back in red zone touches? He has 12.
No, nothing surprises me about Jerick McKinnon, because who was the guy telling you guys to draft Jerick McKinnon or to look for him in deep leagues? Who was that guy all summer long? Me.
We're both in on Jerick McKinnon, but you touted him a little bit more.
I said that. I said you backed me up, but yeah, no, nothing surprises me with Jerick McKinnon.
And he's
a good back who was just waiting to get healthy.
And he's played extremely efficient football this season so far. Number 6 in yards per touch, 13 in true yards per carry, 3rd in breakaway run rate. And here's an advanced receiving metric at player profiler at the running back position that surprises me. He's taken 9 slot snaps this season, which is 8th amongst running backs.
Mm. Now, Anthony, is there another running back that you'd like to bring up here that's not off San Francisco
But we have a couple of questions. First one is from Kelly's Talks on YouTube. He's 3-3 in PPR league out of 10 teams. He has Watson, Moore, Chark, A-Rob, Woods, A.J. Brown, Patrick Cook, Henry, Sanders, Mixon, Lindsey, Madison, Andrews. Okay. Should he trade Miles Sanders or Joe Mixon for Davante Adams?
Well, Miles Sanders is probably going to miss a couple of games. Are we sure that that trade is actually going to go down?
I mean, if he can pull it off, I mean, Kelly, if you could pull it off and move Miles Sanders for Davante Adams, I would absolutely do it. But it's a matter of if the other side's going to make the move or not, because of like what Mike just said about the Miles Sanders injury.
Right, because you've got, by the way, you've got the injury to Miles Sanders. He's expected to, I mean, they haven't officially ruled him out yet, but he is expected to miss some time. And also the Eagles have a bye coming up. So that's a couple of weeks where you're without Miles Sanders. So, I mean, hey, all's fair. If you can unload him and the other guy getting him isn't aware, his problem, not yours.
Now, we have ATL Mikey in the chat, Mike. ATL Mikey is saying that there are rumors that Julio Jones is on the trade block. Have you heard this?
No, I have not heard that. I have not heard that in weeks.
Well, let's humor it.
It was never from a verified account when I heard it. But sure, let's humor it.
What would the best landing spot be for fantasy? Let's humor ATL.
San Francisco 49ers. Just to piss him off.
You know, I'd actually agree with you. It actually is his best landing spot.
Yeah. So.
We have Sean Goglin in the YouTube chat. These five players are available in one of his leagues. Please rank them. So we have McKinnon, Boston Scott, Mike Williams, T. Higgins, Hunter Henry. Wow.
I think McKinnon is going to be number one based on the offense in which he plays. So McKinnon would be number one for me. I love Higgins. So Higgins has got to be somewhere in there for me. I don't know, Anthony, how would you feel about that? I mean, Boston Scott, the one thing, listen, he should be picked up because we talked about the Miles Sanders injury. And we'll talk about Scott in a second. But Scott hasn't really done himself many favors so far this season. So I wouldn't put him as top priority on the list.
No, and the fact that, you know, Miles Sanders is probably not going to play Thursday night. He hasn't been ruled out, but there's a good chance he's out.
I mean, he also hasn't practiced, so
and that means, you know, on the you have the short bye week coming up. Miles Sanders will probably be back. You know, maybe he misses one game. So you're basically picking up Boston Scott as a one-week plug-and-play. And in that one-week plug-and-play, you can't expect much because Boston Scott has given you nothing this season, especially the last time Miles Sanders missed time. Normally, I like to overrank running backs. I can't do that here. I would go McKinnon. I would go T. Higgins, Hunter Henry, Mike Williams, and Boston Scott's dead last for me, despite the opportunity he has on Thursday night.
Now, I do have to go back to the ATL thing for a second. Good point on that question there, Anthony. But ATL did text me privately and did send me a link from The Score, which is a verified account. As you know, our friend of the show, Justin Boone, is over there, calls at home. And it says there that there are rumors that the Falcons might be shopping Julio Jones. So there's that. So just to put that into the space there in case anybody says, well, it came from The Score, so we've acknowledged.
We have quite a few questions lining up here, so let's try to bang these out before we get into our next player. We have Rafa Gonzalez on YouTube. Trade McLaren for David Montgomery. McLaren and David Montgomery for DK Metcalf.
Yes, twice on Sunday if you can. Yes.
Yeah, I second that.
I mean, I love McLaren, but we talked about this. He is Allen Robinson, great receiver, bad quarterback. You know,
And you're not giving up too much with David Montgomery either.
No, you're not. You know, it would be nice to know what other running backs you have, but even if I would still make that deal. DK Metcalf's one of the best wide receivers in fantasy, so there you go.
We have Blaze on Twitch.
Blaze.
Does Clyde Edwards-Helaire value, is he a must start, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Even with Le'Veon Bell. We talked about this. As soon as Bell signed, in an instant reaction, it happened live when we were on air. You still have to start Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Andy Reid has a history dating back to the Carell Buckhalter and Amon Green days in Philadelphia of producing multiple fantasy-relevant running backs. You go to Kansas City, Nile Davis and Jamal Charles were both productive in that offense. Ware and Charcandrick West, both productive fantasy running backs. So I think it's also going to happen with Le'Veon Bell and Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
You will not hear names like Carell Buckhalter in 2020 unless you tune into the FFA stuff. So.
Julia wants to know, rank these quarterbacks, Dalton, Minshew, Rivers.
Minshew, Dalton, Rivers.
Same here.
Yeah, done.
Brixen on YouTube, should I trade Gibson and Hollywood Brown for Gaskin and Shark?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I love Gibson, but he hasn't been consistent yet. And J.D. McKissic, it's your guy, is there, and he's still a presence enough where we're not getting consistent production out of Gibson. So for that, we'll see what the inclusion of Tua means for Gaskin's fantasy stock, but I wouldn't anticipate it, plummeting. So yeah, I would do that trade. Would you?
I think it's extremely close. And if you close your eyes and take the name value away with Antonio Gibson, I think it's a good move getting Gaskin and Chark, because I believe you are upgrading your wide receiver position. And I like Hollywood Brown. I just don't believe he gets the volume from Lamar Jackson to give you what DJ Chark could potentially give you playing in garbage time in Jacksonville. So, yeah, I would make this move. And Tua, he can only help Myles Gaskin, right?
You would think, but I just think that it's fair to keep an open mind. But, yeah, you would think, yes.
Brixen also wants to know, should we panic on Aaron Rodgers? I'm going to say no. Don't panic on Aaron Rodgers. They ran into a very underrated. Nobody wants to give Tampa Bay defense any credit.
I think they're starting to after last week. I don't think that they were getting. I don't think they were getting an ounce of credit prior to the game. But after that, I think they're getting a little bit of credit. Maybe not. Maybe still not as much as they deserve. But you're starting to hear.
They're not far behind Pittsburgh, and I know everybody. Pittsburgh. They're number one in points allowed. Number one. Fewest points allowed and fewest yards, but. This Tampa Bay defense, they're not far behind. I wouldn't want to play Tampa Bay in the playoffs. You know that.
While the Aaron Rodgers game, for folks who had Aaron Rodgers rostered, might have wanted you to drink some Jack Daniel's single barrel, it's going to be okay. Don't panic. That's a nice segue as I pour my drink. To not panic about Aaron Rodgers.
And they have a get-right game coming up. They get Houston Texans this week. And Aaron Jones is going to dominate this game. This is going to be one of those games Aaron Jones could possibly pop for three touchdowns, at least two. And, Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if he's going to go off. I don't know if it's going to be that type of an Aaron Rodgers game, but he's going to give you a solid stat line. I think he'll finish as a back-end QB1, and the Packers bounce back and roll.
All right.
Aaron right now is sixth in fantasy points per game at the quarterback position. He is number one in fantasy points per dropback. Aaron Rodgers is having a magnificent season right now. Absolutely no need to panic, especially getting Devontae Adams back two games removed from the injury now.
All right. Do we have another question?
Brixen, should I trade Darren Waller or is Jonnu Smith fine? So he wants to know if he should acquire Waller. Because he's a Jonnu Smith owner. And keep in mind, Jonnu Smith is dealing with a minor ankle injury. I don't think it's serious, but what do you think here? I personally would not overpay to get Darren Waller if you're a Jonnu Smith fantasy manager.
Yeah, I would keep, you know what I would do if I were you? I would look a little more into the Janu injury, see what kind of timeline we're looking at. And then I would check your waiver wire. There's a lot of tight ends that are available. I mean, by the way, I mean, Dallas Goedert should be coming back soon. Zach Ertz is dealing with an injury. So, you know, Frisker, the tight end for the Titans, if, you know, he's definitely available if Janu cannot go. So I think you look at that before you go ahead and immediately try and trade for a guy. So, yeah. Or Trey Burton, your guy, Anthony.
Yeah, I like Trey Burton a lot. And I think the thing that people are afraid with Trey Burton is really Jack Doyle and Mo Alie-Cox. And I believe Cox was inactive last week. As long as Trey Burton is healthy, he's going to dominate the Colts tight end room. Mike, ATL Mikey wants to know how confident we are in Travis Fulgham.
How confident we are in what? I'm sorry?
Travis Fulgham.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I'm confident in Fulgham. I mean, there's not a lot of healthy mouths to feed in Philadelphia. And I would honestly go with the idea that the wide receivers in which are waiting to return for Philadelphia, these aren't guys like DeAndre Hopkins types. This isn't like a, you know, for example, we talked about Julio Jones earlier. This isn't like the Philadelphia Eagles are waiting for Julio Jones to return. They're waiting for Alshon Jeffrey and, you know, guys like that. I mean, so I think there's an opportunity here for Fulgham to continue to be hot with Carson Wentz. And listen, if it works and the Eagles have an opportunity to win this division because the East is as disgusting as we said it was, maybe they stick with Fulgham. So yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about Travis Fulgham.
You know, if Fulgham is on your waiver wire, you got to go pick him up, and he should be already rostered.
Oh yeah,
in only three games, and I know it's a short resume, he is number one in fantasy points per game at wide receiver. He has 26 targets in three games, averaging 8.7. He has a trust of Carson Wentz. He is ninth in yards per target, fourth in yards per route run, and 20th in yards per reception. Again, three games, so this is a little bit padded, but this is three consecutive games as the guy Carson Wentz is leaning on in an offense that is passing the third most times in a league.
Well, he's you're saying it's only three games, but I mean, I'm saying like he's only played in three games, so it's not like it's not like he's played in six games. And then he just turned it on in the last three. Play three games, and this is what we have.
And the snap share from week 4 to 6, you're looking at 64.3, 86.5, 96.6. Routes, 21, 34, 44. Targets, 3, 13, 10. Back-to-back games now as a top 10 fantasy receiver, the tight end 2 in week 5, the wide receiver 9 in week 6. And listen to these matchups. Pittsburgh and Baltimore. He wasn't playing against the Cowboys and Falcons.
Yeah, I hear you.
We have Josh on YouTube, Mike. Are you here?
I'm here, yeah, I'm here.
He traded Michael Thomas for Calvin Ridley and Le'Veon Bell. What do we think? I'm in.
I'm cool with that.
I'm in.
I'm cool with that. Yeah.
You know, you can make the case that you can trade Ridley for Thomas straight up. I wouldn't exactly hate that. And on top of it, you're getting Le'Veon Bell, who does have a little bit of a ceiling. If he has any juice left, Andy Reid's going to squeeze it out of him. I love that move for you, Josh.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great trade. Absolutely. Job well done, Josh.
We have Blaze, Mixon, Clyde Edwards-Hilaire, Mike Davis, or Todd Gurley. He needs two in PPR. And Lauren Carpenter says hi. Hi, Lauren.
Hello, Lauren. Mixon. Let me see. Mixon, Clyde Edwards-Hilaire.
Davis or Gurley?
See, I think Gurley is going to start to slow down a little bit. I think Gurley benefited from no Julio Jones. I think that starts to slow down a little bit. Anthony, what would you say? Are you you were a guy who was into Gurley the last few weeks. Are you now out or what?
They get the Detroit Lions. I'm in on Gurley this week. Just looking at the matchups here, because we usually don't start diving into the upcoming week until Wednesday. But yeah, let's try to answer this question. Mixon gets Cleveland, and Mixon's one of those guys where no matter what matchup he is, he's either a stud or a dud, no matter who he plays.
Right.
We have Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They get Denver, and that is an extremely tough matchup. They don't give up anything to the enemy running back. And then who's the other option? Mike Davis, and Mike Davis has scored, I believe, in every game he's played.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Since Christian McCaffrey got injured and Mike Davis gets a matchup, I think, New Orleans. So I'm probably going to lean Mike Davis and Todd Gurley.
All right. I would say Mike Davis and Joe Mixon, but I don't, whatever. Given all the other matchups around Todd Gurley, I don't hate your call, Anthony.
Rock out. Long time no see, rock out. Would you trade AJ Brown for James Robinson? I'm going to say no. AJ Brown in two games has played terrific football, or, you know, in the past two games, three total touchdowns over. I believe like 138 yards, right around 12 receptions. You have to hold AJ Brown, especially with the way the Titans offense is playing.
I mean, if you have some context that we don't know about in which you're in dire straits where you need to make that deal, then feel free to let us know. But on the surface, no, I wouldn't make that deal.
Julia wants to know, Boston Scott or Henry Ruggs?
Henry Ruggs.
Yeah, me too.
I love Henry Ruggs. I'm all about
Henry. I don't love the matchup against my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but
I don't love it either.
He's a home run hitter.
Right. And Boston Scott, again, I said a little bit earlier, I know he did some great things late last year, and that's why he has the fantasy stock that he does. But really, what has he been giving us this year thus far? Not a lot. So I'm Henry Ruggs all the way. I love Henry Ruggs. This rookie wide receiver class, by the way. So far, so effing good. How's that sound? My boy, Justin Jefferson.
Fantasy football 10-12 on Twitch. Kareem Hunt, Tyler Lockett, Crowder, Claypool, Flex Spot, PPR.
And he's only picking one?
I guess so.
I mean, my mind is going to continue.
Lockett?
Yes, but I'm going to continue. And yes, it is Lockett, but... I'm going to continue to want to start Crowder. The Buffalo Bills. And yeah, I know you could say that's not a good matchup. Well, guess what?
No, it actually is a good matchup because the slot receiver has had success against the Buffalo Bills.
Yes. And look what Crowder's done against the Bills in the past. Not even this year. Look at the year before. So the only thing, though, that worries that for me is, you know, and I know Flacco has given Crowder love, but all those games previously in which Crowder has gone off against the Bills, it was with Sam Darnold under center. Even with the smooching, Darnold was still there against Buffalo. So But yes, it is Lockett. Just I'm going to continuously be intrigued by Jameson Crowder.
I'm not in love with Crowder's history against Buffalo. He had that one game where he had 14 for 99, and then he had 866 and one back in December, which is good. He's going to give you that high PPR floor that we love. But still, with your options, I like Tyler Lockett. He's matchup proof right now.
No, Lockett's the way to go. I'm simply giving some love to Jameson Crowder is all I'm really doing.
And I love all those options.
Lockett's the guy to do. Yeah. Yes, I do. Yes. Yeah. This is me merely taking an opportunity to give love to Jameson Crowder. That's all that is. But Salt Lockett.
Brookson on YouTube wants to know, was Alshon Jeffrey worth rostering? I'm going to say probably not, right?
That's about as soft porn as you can get. I'm like, good.
If you ask me if it's Alshon Jeffrey or Adam Humphries, I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
You know, where is that line? Yeah. Where is that line for Alshon Jeffrey? Like, who are you rostering him over? Like, Isaiah Ford? Maybe.
Yes. Yeah. I do that.
Brandon G on YouTube saying, if I could get Le'Veon Bell for Gibson, should I do it? This is a tough one.
That one in particular. God, gosh darn it. Who asked that?
Another person asked that, right?
You know what? You got some nerve.
No, it was Gibson for Gaskin. It was Gibson for Gaskin.
Oh, Gibson for Gaskin.
Now, this is Bell for Gibson. I'm going to look at it this way. Depending on your running back situation, like if I'm comfortable with my running backs and you need a high ceiling, like flex option, I go Le'Veon Bell. But if I need a stability piece, if I need a 10 PPR point, floor every week because my running backs are decimated, then I want Gibson. So it's basically floor versus ceiling. If you're good with your running backs and you want the ceiling of Le'Veon Bell to put you over the top, go that way. If you're not good with your running backs and you just need, you know, somebody not to lose you a week until Christian McCaffrey comes back, then you stay with Gibson.
Yeah, all right. All that's fair. All that's correct. Just the only thing is just I don't even know how – and I guess Gibson is the floor. But I don't even know how sturdy that floor is. That's like an old wooden.
You sold me all year, all off season. You're selling me on Gibson, and now you're like,
well, no, done. I'm not done. Don't put words in my mouth. I'm just saying, if you're talking about a floor play, I just like to let the listeners know that Gibson, while he's a floor play, it's not turf. It's not concrete. That floor is like. The floor is like old wood, old aged wood.
We have Troy.
Where you walk across it and you feel like a little like dip and you're like, that's not supposed to be there. That's Gibson. Just saying.
We have Troy Fochtman on Periscope. He wants to know, do we think somebody's going to sign Antonio Brown? Because he's good to play in 2 weeks, so.
Yeah, I mean, the option's there. Now, if you're asking me, do I go pick him up? I mean, if you've got the roster space and if you want to take a whirl, sure, go ahead if you have the roster space. I wouldn't be dropping anybody of any fantasy relevancy to go and get Antonio Brown. But, yeah, I listen, it's not gonna surprise me if somebody takes a shot on him. Anthony, what are your thoughts on Antonio Brown? And probably for the betterment of himself, he's been kind of out of the news.
Listen, Antonio Brown, to me, if we had a gun to my head right now, somebody's going to sign Antonio Brown. I don't know who, but with all the injuries around the NFL, you have to assume some team's going to pick up the phone. Fantasy-wise, if you're like me and you're adamant and you believe Antonio Brown's going to be picked up and you can afford to roster him, go pick him up and sit on him, because as soon as Antonio Brown signs, you're going to contend with FAAB, you're going to contend with waiver priority, and you might not get him. be proactive in this situation, because in 2-3 weeks, let's say nobody signs him and there's no rumors, then you can always move off of him and pick up some other jackass on the waiver wire that you would probably pick up if you didn't have Antonio Brown. Right, like Alshon Jeffrey comes to mind.
Let's have some fun with this jackass. What are some potential teams you think may take a shot in Antonio Brown? I mean, the Eagles, you mentioned the Eagles. Maybe that's a good team. Is there anybody else that really jumps out to mind to you? Like, I mean, Emmanuel Sanders and Traquan Smith are over in New Orleans, and that workout never came to, you know, nothing really came of that workout that Antonio Brown had with the Saints. So I don't know if that door is open. I mean, I think a lot of people would say that they would like the Packers, but I don't think the Packers are thinking about that.
The Packers are the one team that I'm spinning my wheels on a little bit.
I would say it would be the Eagles would be my guesstimate if I had to guess a team going through this list here. Yeah, I think it would be the Eagles, man. I think the Patriots could use them, but they did that already, and it didn't work out. And it sounded like Brady was the one who campaigned for that. So Brady's no longer there. So I would go with the Eagles if Brown was able to, if Brown wound up appearing on an NFL squad this year.
I would not rule out Tampa Bay. And I know Arrington said it in the preseason, we're not signing them. Every week, if you look at the Buccaneers injury report,
yep,
there's three guys injured. Yep. Hamstrings, what you will. You know, Godwin missed a couple of games. Mike Evans is always on a report. Scotty Miller is always on a report. This is a team that believes they are going to win a Super Bowl or compete for a Super Bowl. Do not rule out Tampa Bay. What about your 49ers, Mike? They can use Antonio Brown.
I'll say this. That's a fantastic point by you on the Buccaneers, because I think they're go big or go home. And I think that while Arians made those comments early on, a lot has changed, especially when you look at the injury reports. That's a great point by you, Anthony. As far as the Niners go, yes, they can use a wide receiver, but I don't think they're looking to go the Antonio Brown route. I could see them. We heard some reports, by the way, of John Ross and his agents talking to the Bengals about a potential trade before the November 3rd deadline. That is a trade, while I don't think that it's, you know, going to put them over the top, that's something I could see the Niners doing. A yak guy, use him in certain scenarios, not going to be a focal point of the offense. That's something I could see the Niners doing, not Antonio Brown. That's just based on what I know of that front office and that organization and the moves that they make.
We have Chris Hausman on Periscope. Rest of season needs a quarterback. Derek Carr, Joe Burrow, Tua, or Jimmy G?
I mean, Jimmy G is frustrating because, you know what? It's the offensive line wasn't there against the Dolphins, and Jimmy G was out before the end of the first half. Was out after the first half and gave you nothing. This past week, while he didn't do a lot in the second half, he gave you 3 touchdowns and the offensive line blocked for him. I don't know if I could rely on Jimmy G for fantasy, though. I think that's more of a DFS play if things are going right. So I think I'd rule out Jimmy G. Anthony, I mean, I think it's tough to answer Tua here, given the fact that we haven't really seen him yet.
You know, Derek Carr is 16th in fantasy points per game at the quarterback position, and maybe it's a little bit better if Henry Ruggs was healthy the whole year. Derek Carr is extremely intriguing with the team that is getting healthier. He has a lot of good pass catchers around him. I think Derek Carr is the sneaky ad because his numbers are a little skewed because Henry Ruggs missed, what, 3 games, 4 games?
Yeah.
I would probably lean Derek Carr here with Joe Burrow a close second.
Yeah, I think you're right, man. I think I'll go with you on that one.
Because, you know, Joe Burrow has had a couple of bad games. He started strong, 3 straight games with fewer than 16.7 fantasy points. Two of those games were Baltimore and Indy, extremely tough matchups. The schedule is going to open up a little bit. I know he struggled against Jacksonville a couple of weeks ago, but he still threw for 300 yards, only one touchdown and an interception that game. You throw one more touchdown on there, it's a pretty good week. So I'd go Derek Carr, followed by Joe Burrow, Jimmy Garoppolo, and I'm only putting Tua last because we don't know what the hell we're going to get.
Yeah, right. That answer could completely change after a couple of weeks. Fantasy, again, mind you, Dolphins are on bye this week.
Go Fantasy ahead, Football 1012 asked this question again. That's Hunt, Lockett, Crowder, Claypool. Again, we both said Tyler Lockett wins that one.
I just want to just jump in before you go to the next question because this is a waiver show. I want to just remind folks that Mike Williams is a wide receiver who is coming off of the bye week. So maybe some folks might have forgotten about what he was doing on Monday Night Football against the New Orleans Saints. Rostered in about 57% of leagues, according to CBS Sports. Mike Williams is a guy in which you should definitely look and see if he's available. And if so, pick him up. Anthony,
Do you have any other questions? Tone on YouTube, pick two, full point PPR, McLaren, Cup, Evans.
McLaren, Cup, or Evans. And I assume he obviously means this week. McLaren is going up against your Cowboys. McLaren, Cup. I don't like Cup. I think what he said, what, pick one or pick two?
Two, I believe.
I apologize.
Pick two.
If he's picking two, then I'm going to go McLaren. I'm going to go McLaren and I'm going to go Evans.
And who do the Rams have? They got Chicago. Oh, yeah. I'm going Evans.
The Rams are going up against the Chicago Bears. Yeah. On Monday Night Football in LA, by the way.
No, I'm going Evans and I'm going McLaren. John, he's saying Giovanni Bernard is solid when he gets a workload, but that's what he's nervous about. What do you want to do? Pick him up?
That's fair. Yeah, like what? Like, is that just a general thing? I mean, his mustache is incredible. By the way, Anthony, I'm going to be growing a mustache for Movember, but there you go.
Brandon G, do I bench Mike Evans for Deontay Johnson?
If Deontay Johnson's healthy, and if he's definitely going to be playing this week, then I like it. Anthony, before I... I think I would not do it. All right, I wouldn't do it. I would start Evans. But I would just say, Deontay Johnson, the reason why it takes me so long to answer that, the reason why I almost giggle, is because Deontay Johnson, while Claypool has been, you know, grabbing all the headlines, and Anthony, we kind of delved into this a little bit yesterday on our reaction show. Deontay Johnson's a player, while he's been hampered by some injuries, but if you look at those first 2 weeks, he was the most targeted Steeler, not even most targeted Steeler, he's one of the most targeted wide receivers in football. So, we kind of talked about this when we expressed our concern for Juju Smith-Schuster. So while I would go Mike Evans, if Deontay plays, I am super intrigued to see what he does. And I'm super intrigued to see what that means for Chase Claypool and then Juju Smith-Schuster.
I think I'm going to stick with Mike Evans right now.
But you'll agree, it's intriguing as hell.
You know,
right?
It really is, but we don't know if Deontay Johnson's going to be healthy. We don't know, you know, is he going to be 75%? Is he going to be 100%? They have, you know, James Washington's playing well. While Juju, you know, is kind of flying under the radar right now, you have Claypool and James Washington stepping up. Big Ben is really almost like playing a point guard role and just getting the ball to the open man. 1 week it's Eric Ebron. You know, 1 week it's Claypool. 1 week it's James Washington. Week one it was Juju. Go Mike Evans.
Yes. Go Mike Evans. But for what it's worth, head coach Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers said that Deontay Johnson will be on the field when the team returns to practice on Wednesday. So if you're just somebody who's listening who is a Deontay Johnson owner, something to look out for. So, and James Washington, if Deontay's healthy enough to play, James Washington doesn't keep me up at night.
We have Seb on YouTube. He traded Christian McCaffrey, Chris Godwin, Philip Lindsay, T.Y. Hilton, and Damian Harris for Davante Adams and Alvin Kamara. Did I lose the trade? Yes, you did. Traded CMC, who's going to come back.
Yeah.
You know, McCaffrey and Kamara is a wash.
Yeah.
Godwin and Davante Adams, maybe I give the extra Devontae, but it's not much. He also gave Philip Lindsay, who, you know, Melvin Gordon is a suspension away.
Yeah, you
and Damian Harris and T.Y. Yeah, you gave up way too much.
You did a dumb thing.
Like, I know you have CMC and we don't know when he's going to come back, but you can plug and play Philip Lindsay.
Yeah, we're very upset with you.
I don't like that deal, Seb.
You should have talked to us beforehand, dude. And I'm just noticing I didn't plug in my charger.
Julia's saying he did well.
Well, Julia, we like
you. I don't know about that.
Wrong.
He also wants to know Cooper Kupp or Tyler Boyd and why. Standard league.
Rest of season or this week?
I guess just this week.
If it's this week, it's gonna. Well, we have to also see Tyler Boyd. Let's double check on Tyler Boyd.
He gets Cleveland.
I know, but he was a little jammed up last week. So let's check that out really quick. Tyler Boyd currently, as of right now. Yeah, I'd still go Tyler Boyd. Nothing showing up on the injury report. I go Tyler Boyd. And again, it's all based on that matchup in which we talked about. The Rams are going up against the Chicago Bears. And honestly, Anthony, I'm going to say this now on the show out loud. I think the Bears win that game.
Yeah, I'm not ready to go that far and give you my pick yet, but I don't hate it.
Well, I did. That just happened.
But yeah, I'm in on Tyler Boyd over Cooper Kupp this week. Boyd, he started out pretty good. Past two games, fewer than 12.9 PPR points. Tough matchups against Baltimore and Indy. Now he gets the Browns, and the Browns, they play well, but you can get production on them. So Tyler Boyd, I'm definitely edging him this week over Cooper Kupp.
All right, Anthony, we got about 5 to 10 more minutes here on this fine program. Do we have any other questions?
Yeah, Blaze again, Twitch. Drop Chenault for Jarvis Landry.
I guess so. You're definitely making a name value move there. And by the way, I don't believe Jarvis Landry has visited the end zone yet. I'm gonna
He's thrown check. One.
He's thrown one, but he's not paid. I mean, whatever, he's paid to play, but he's not paid to necessarily throw them. Jarvis Landry has not reached the end zone yet. I think I'd still say yes to Jarvis Landry.
Really? Over Chenault?
Yeah, I think I would. I don't love making that call. I mean, Landry is still tied with Jarvis Landry for the most receiving yards.
Oh, he is. Landry's tied with Landry.
Landry's tied with Beckham. I apologize. Landry's tied with Beckham. 319 to 319. So I just think that this Browns offense, while they've been playing well the last few weeks up until last week, they had been playing well, scoring a lot of points. And I think ultimately Landry will eventually become a part of that. So I'd say Landry.
You know, Landry has given you three games in a double digits. His biggest game was about 15 PPR points. He's also given you three games with under 8 PPR points, which is very concerning.
It's a good question, though.
Laviska Shenault.
Yeah.
He's given you four games in the double digits, two games in the single digits. He's coming off his worst outing in the year. You know, he was matched up against another rookie, Jeff Okuda, who's a top five draft pick, top 10 draft pick, I believe. I'm going to keep Laviska Shenault.
I don't hate the call. I'm not going to fight you over it. I would still go Landry. But again, if somebody goes Chenault, you can't call him crazy when it comes to this question.
He hasn't scored since week one, but Laviska Shenault, in his past four games, has had at least 7 targets. He had, and including a game with 8 in week 5 and 7 in week 6. So I like the direction Laviska Shenault is trending in. We have Troy Fachman on Periscope again. Is AJ Green worth picking up coming off of a game where he has season high in targets and yards?
Well, I think it's all a matter of who you're dropping to pick him up. what your depth is, so how many bench spots you have. But I think we need to feel a little bit encouraged by what AJ Green did. I think that win, lose, or draw, this Cincinnati Bengals offense is going to put up passing numbers. I mean, they did last week. I think T. Higgins is transitioning to being the focal point as he grows a chemistry, but I don't think we can forget about AJ Green just yet. So I think I'd say yes, I'd take a flyer on him, Anthony.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't count on him to be an every week guy.
I'm an AJ Green guy, and he's eventually going to work, and we saw it a little bit last week with Joe Burrow. There's also an opportunity where the Cincinnati Bengals, okay, he's on a franchise tag. We can get something for him. Let's trade him. So you have two options now with AJ Green, almost a similar situation. Look at Le'Veon Bell. They could have traded him. Instead, they released him, and he went to a better spot. AJ Green's not going to get released, but I would not put it past the Cincinnati Bengals making a move, getting a mid-draft pick for him, and he ends up in a better opportunity.
Okay.
Brandon G on YouTube. He has Keenan Allen. Should I pick up Mike Williams?
Yeah, that's why not.
Yeah, I don't know if I start him, depending on the matchup. Yeah. You don't start him in the same week. But if Keenan Allen, who has a history of injuries, he's been healthy the past few years, but earlier in his career, Keenan Allen was always banged up. You have the handcuff.
Well, those are some unfortunate injuries. I was going to say that you could pick up Mike Williams. I wouldn't play them both in the same week, but I think that it gives you the opportunity. If Williams has a big week, you could potentially move him for other parts, maybe a 2-for-1 deal in which you can send off Williams off of a big week. And the Chargers this week coming off of their bye week, let me see, they are playing the Jacksonville Jaguars. So it's a good opportunity for Herbert, Williams, and Keenan Allen to have a good week. So I would be looking at it more from the trade perspective.
Now, Sean was only asking about Geo because Mixon is a little bit banged up. He has David Johnson, and he would consider, if Mixon is out, starting David Johnson over Geo. He also is considering David Johnson over Mixon if Mixon plays this week. So I get it, but I'm only picking up Geo if Mixon's definitely going to miss time.
Yeah, and but does it lend to anything about being a little bit of ahead of the curve to picking up Geo?
No. What do you mean?
I'm saying, because if they announce, if, let's just say, hypothetically, we go off air here and in 10 minutes they say, Joe Mixon's out. There's going to be a mad dash for Giovanni Bernard. Would it behoove him to get Giovanni Bernard before the mad rush comes?
Depending on who he's dropping. I'm not dropping anything of significance to pick up Gio in an unknown situation. Brandon G, he's thanking us because we told him not to trade. I guess it was a Travis Kelce trade. We told him not to do it, and he ended up crushing the JT owner, 144 to 104. So congratulations.
Yeah, listen, raise my glass to you. There you go. That's for you, buddy.
Doc Colombian wants to know if the Bills' defense is a must-get for this weekend. That means they're playing the Jets.
Well, it does mean they're playing the Jets, and they are playing the Jets. And I think with the exception of Jamison Crowder, there is no Jet to even look at offensively. So, yeah, I'd say it's just as good a week as any.
Brandon said that he would have to drop Justin Jackson to pick up Mike Williams. Absolutely not.
No. Nope. That tone changes quick. This is why we love context, guys. No, would not drop Justin Jackson to pick up Mike Williams. No, sorry.
Roy back. He wants to know, do we like Kenyon Drake or David Johnson for the rest of the year? I'm going to lean Kenyon Drake. He finally had that big pop game, and I think he's going to start trending in the right direction.
Yeah, and even if he doesn't do it consistently, I think he'll do it more often. So there you go. Anthony, we are just past an hour, so how many more questions do we have?
Well, we're pretty much caught up, but we do have Steezy J, robber of victory on YouTube, just came in with a question.
Interesting.
14-team league. He has DeAndre Swift. So he traded Drake for the Pittsburgh defense And then in my league, the defense is averaging 13 points a game. His other two running backs are Connor and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I actually like the strategy.
I think you're smart. I mean, did you just message us to boast? Because if you did.
No, he wants to know how we did. I love it.
I think you did great. I like that. I think that's a great move.
And again, he has DeAndre Swift to fall back on. And it's only a matter of time before Swift dominates that Detroit backfield.
Yeah.
There is no fantasy defense, right? Like you have Pittsburgh and then there's everybody else in terms of fantasy points per game. You have the best fantasy defense. You can pretty much put them on autopilot.
Yep. And I think the Steelers are that team.
As we're starting to wrap up, we have Scipio Afro.
Okay.
He wants to know about Justin Jackson. Because he had Miles Sanders is down. He grabbed Boston Scott. He has Le'Veon Bell. He dumped Chase Edmonds and Leonard Fournette. Should he pick up Justin Jackson? In your situation, I would pick up Justin Jackson and start him over Scott.
Yeah, I think he's the best. I think I would start him this first week initially. You know, we're expecting Le'Veon Bell to be, you know, suited up and ready to roll. This first week, I think I'd still go Jackson over Lev.
We have a couple of more. We have Blake Borowitz.
Okay.
I think this is the guy. Didn't you ask a question from him earlier?
Yes, I did.
He said, which wide receiver would you start this week in standard out of Higgins, Judy, Fulgham, Deontay Johnson, and I'm going Fulgham. I'm going to ride the hot hand.
Higgins, Fulgham, Deontay, Judy. If Deontay is healthy, I go Deontay. Other than that, yes, I would go Fulgham.
Miles, should I trade Gibson and Juju for Kittle? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Have fun with that.
Miles, pick up Higgins or Mike Williams? Higgins, right?
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. But both very close. Both. I mean, this is a waiver wire show. Both those guys, if Higgins is not rostered, they should both be at the top of your waiver claims.
Scipio wants to know, how good is the Baltimore defense? Where are they in interceptions? I don't have that in front of me, but Baltimore is a close second behind Pittsburgh to me.
If you give me one hot second, I can tell you what Baltimore is doing defensively. Baltimore currently is the number one defense actually in fantasy as far as DST. They have what do you expect? Interceptions? Three interceptions, but I mean they've got nine fumble recoveries, 22 sacks, 63 quarterback hits. So they're doing their damage. They're actually number one right now.
We have Blaze. Should I pick up Boyd and drop Lamb? Coin flip?
No, you don't drop CeeDee Lamb yet.
To pick up Boyd.
I mean, do you drop CeeDee Lamb?
To pick up Tyler Boyd.
Yeah. Yes, I understand that, but I'm not dropping CeeDee Lamb yet. I mean, that's over panicking about last night. No, I don't do that.
I think it's close. I think it's coin flip close.
It's sure. Fine. It's a tough question, but I'm not doing it.
Can you drop anybody else? That's my question.
Right. Yeah.
I want to pick up Boyd. I want to drop somebody else to do it. We have one more question, Mike. What kind of running back could Scipio get for Mark Andrews? And Mark Andrews coming off of a bad week.
Well, okay. I mean, it's kind of an open-ended question because, I mean, who are you selling him to? What running backs are you going to acquire? I mean, listen, whoever's asking this question, what was that, Scipio?
Yeah.
Is Scipio on Twitter? Because, I mean, you could hit us up at the FF Realist, at the Real NFL Guru. Give us some more. We'd like to know who you're trying to trade with and, you know, what that looks like.
Definitely hit us up on Twitter.
But listen, tight end is the one thing that you could potentially trade a guy, and there could be someone you could pick up off the waiver wire to kind of make up for that trade. So, you know, I'd be interested in hearing about him more.
But, Mike, that'll do it for today's show, guys. Another big show from you guys. A lot of interaction, a lot of engagement, which we appreciate. If you are listening right now on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe. Leave us a 5-star rating and a 5-star review, telling everyone why you love the show and why we are the best of what we do here at the FF Faceoff, because the more subscriptions, ratings, reviews that we get, the more people who can help dominate their fantasy football leagues and raise their NFL IQ as a whole. We will be back Thursday and Friday with our Week 7 preview, 2 parts. We try to discuss the games, but usually we spend the entire time on both shows answering all of your fantasy football lineup questions, which we absolutely love. We will see you then. Mike, as always, take us home.
Yes, another successful episode. If you guys need any other information, any other questions, I'm at the FF Realist on Twitter. Anthony's at the Real NFL Guru. You can also comment. If you comment on our YouTube, even after the fact, we will get a notification that we will answer that. So that's another avenue to go to if you have another question for us. But that will do it for tonight. So, folks, we thank you for listening. Stay thirsty. Be kind to one another. If they ask you to wear a mask, put it on. It's not so bad. And we'll catch you on the flip side. Cheers.